This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Technology in the Service of Social Change. I drove over the mountain, as they say in this area, and ended up on the top of a hill with a dramatic view of the valley and water while visiting the stunning campus of the University of California at Santa Cruz. I was there to talk to students who are part of the Everett program there, where Acorn is a new partner along with other nonprofits. My other motivation was an effort to get a better grip on what the program was all about as a rookie to the enterprise. I had gained some sense of the operation over the last year through a series of Skype calls and emails. We're fortunate to have three of the Everett program students working with our organizers in Bengaluru, India this summer to help create a Civi CRM database for Acorn's 35,000 member hawkers union there. So this also offered the opportunity to meet the interns face-to-face and shape the effectiveness of their upcoming 2 months in India with us. The background I learned from the director, Chris Benner, and veteran staffer and organizer, Katie Roper, indicated that it had been a program for several decades at UC Santa Cruz, but has recently been expanding. Every fall, they begin with about 100 students, and by the end of the spring quarter, they have about 30 ready to embed in various projects. Historically, a lot of the efforts have been California-based, so Acorn is a beneficiary of their growth and expanding vision. Being on the ground, I was able to do an early pitch for a team in 2018 to work out of New Orleans to support the tech needs of our organizing both domestically and internationally, which was a nice piece of lagniappe. Most interestingly was the opportunity to talk to the students for a minute, and more importantly, to hear their questions and get a feeling for what they're thinking. Spoiler alert, they have a foreboding sense of the world and how it views change, and organizers are a part of that process. Over the years, I've talked to a lot of classes and groups of young people, but now in the age of Trump and hyperpolarization, I was still surprised when the first question asked me whether or not I'd ever been threatened in the work and how frequently organizers were assaulted. Later in the session, another young woman asked a question and went to the heart of whether or not a young person in her early 20s could even play a role in the work and whether or not it was worth the risk to jump into the struggle. At one level, this is encouraging. Young people are taking the temperature of the times and learning that it's not pretty out there with love, flowers, and constant applause. If these kinds of questions are any true sampling, they are less naive and therefore will be better prepared if they take the leap into the work to weather the constant storms and flying brickbats. On the other level, it's worrisome whether in these beautiful redwood towers, people might feel intimidated and fearful of taking the plunge to work in the hardscrabble countrysides and mean streets of the city. We need an active army of organizers and people ready to work in the allied trades. That was my message. There's a role for all of you, but everyone has to put their shoulder to the wheel and help to fight in this struggle. I hope they heard me. We need their help. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.